We got a lot of balls in the air. The key is to keep the glass ones in the air. The rubber ones can bounce.
Welcome to the ADHD Essentials Podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Mahan. I'm an ADHD professional who has been working in the field for 10 years. I'm on the organizing committee for the International Conference on ADHD and a board member of the Men's ADHD Support Group. Registration for the Spring 2024 session of the ADHD Essentials Parenting Groups is now open. This round begins May 6th. We will meet for 1 hour twice a week on Mondays and on Wednesdays over the course of 8 weeks. One section meets at 12 p.m. Eastern and the other at 5 p.m. Eastern. The 12 p.m. section is exclusively for parents of teens, but the 5 p.m. section is open to everyone. The groups are built to improve the cooperation and relationships between you and your kid. We'll do that with ADHD-friendly strategies that improve communication, support independence, and reduce the overall anxiety in the home. Over the past 5 years, I've helped hundreds of parents address the challenges they face as a result of ADHD and anxiety, and I'm sure I can help you too. Here's past attendee Troy sharing some of his experience.
I think that the feel and the air and the just the whole vibe in our house has changed. Every time we finish one of these sessions, it's almost like I feel closer to my kid. It's like I always want to just want to go and hug them after we finish these sessions. You have given me permission to just like chill out a little bit with being a parent. And just give him space, just be a little bit more accepting, just sort of like in awe of just how wonderful a father he must be. And that certainly has an impact on me. I really enjoy these sessions and I get a lot out of them for sure.
Check the link in the show notes for more information about these groups or email me at brendan@adhdessentials.com to set up a free information call. Welcome to the show. Today's episode is a bit of a departure from the norm. I'm joined by my friend, Dr. Carolyn Lench Parcells, the ADHD MD. Carolyn is a pediatrician with ADHD who can talk about the disorder from any number of directions. She's been on the show a few times and will be joining me periodically to explore ADHD and related topics. In some of those conversations, we'll lean heavily on her medical experience, and others will be more informal. This is a more personal conversation. Carolyn and I talk about how ADHD affects our lives, the importance of just getting started, and how being busy can cause an ADHD cascade. All right, let's get rolling. So ladies and gentlemen of the audience, Dr. Carolyn Lench Parcells is here with me. She's my friend. She's great. She was talking about starting her own podcast, and I was like, why? Just come on mine. Like, that's a lot of work that you don't have to do.
Right. And I was like, awesome. Cheat code.
Yeah. So for now, Carolyn's going to be coming on ish once a month, kind of as schedules permit and all that stuff.
We're going to try to.
And as my releases cooperate, because I have so many in the bank right now that it's not even funny.
I think you still have one of mine in the bank.
I do have one of yours in the bank. Yeah. So we'll, I'll make sure that gets posted after this episode so people understand,
yes.
Assuming
oh, yeah.
continuity.
That's good point.
So I think we just talk about, these are probably going to be more informal sometimes and more formal other times.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's talk about our scheduling snafu and tech drama and all that.
In fact, perfect timing. That alarm that just went off is that alarm I was just telling you about. So shall we tell them what happened?
Yeah, please do.
This is so ADHD. Like, it's not even funny. So I have in my calendar recording with Brendan at the correct time, my time zone, because of course we're in different time zones, and I have it repeating as I'm supposed to. Even though it is in my calendar properly, somehow in my brain, probably because my earlier meeting got canceled, so that just threw my whole brain off, I had in my head that it was an hour later my time. I was so proud of myself because I actually set alarms. It was supposed to be at 10 o'clock my time, 11 o'clock his time. I had in my head 11 o'clock my time. I set alarms for 10:30 a.m., that one that just went off, and 10:45 so that I would remember to stop doing what I'm doing, go get ready, check my audio, all the things. I was so proud of myself. And then I'm talking to my assistant and Brendan calls me at like, what was it, 10:15 my time?
Yeah, something like that.
And I'm like, and he's like, hey, you coming? And I'm like, oh, give me 5 minutes. I'll be right there. And then, of course, we had audio issues and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, really? My brain wants to say that I'm surprised, but I'm not.
And I think the important takeaway from this is we're recording anyway.
Yes.
For people with ADHD, sometimes you have to just start.
Yes.
And this is a new thing we're doing. We had to just start it because we could keep kicking the can forever.
Exactly. I was like, give me five. I'll be there. And because we even briefly talked about rescheduling. And I was like, no, we've rescheduled once. We're not doing that again. Because like you said, we have to take what comes, adjust, and just keep plugging.
Sort of to share a little bit of background stuff that the audience might benefit from to contextualize this. You're in the middle of starting a new medical practice.
Well, possibly even more challenging than that. I'm actually in the process of transitioning my existing clinic. Not saying that starting a clinic is not hard, because I did do that back in 2017, but I've now built a practice that has 6 medical providers, 3 dietitians, 9 counselors, staff members, et cetera, et cetera. And we're in the process of renaming, rebranding, and transitioning kind of to completely independent, because we were associated with another group. And it's a lot. It's good. It's good. And it's positive stuff. But we literally launch our new name publicly April 1st.
Oh,
so
dope.
We're a week and a half away.
Yay!
I'm very excited. I say launch. I can say it. I'll say it. But we start using it publicly April 1. So we are currently Girls to Women and Young Men's Health and Wellness Fort Worth. And as of April 1, we will be known as Our Place Adolescent and Young Adult Health. Very excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, but it's a lot.
It is. And I brought that up because it explains some stuff, right? Like when things are this disruptive, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to slip up. You got ADHD. It's a thing.
You are. And I think one of the things that is so interesting and arguably ironic about ADHD is this is also the kinds of situations we thrive in a lot of ways. Like, we thrive on intensity. We thrive on novelty. We thrive on frankly, stress, right? And yet at the same time, when there's the more balls in the air, the more likely we are to drop some. One of my favorite analogies that I only recently came across, and my office manager and I are using this on the reg these days, is we got a lot of balls in the air. The key is to keep the glass ones in the air. The rubber ones can bounce.
There you go. That's good. I like
right?
that.
You don't have to keep every single one of the balls in the air all the time. You do need to have an idea as to which ones will break.
That's awesome.
Right?
I'm in a similar boat, only for different reasons, like not quite that level of intensity, maybe. Well, I'm doing my normal stuff. I'm rebuilding the business, kind of building back up. The parent groups are going again and all that stuff. I'm also writing a book. And right now we're going like twice a week on the book.
Which is so awesome.
Yeah. With the first chapter, got the rough draft of the first chapter was done yesterday. Editing starts, I don't know. I probably won't get to it until Sunday because I've got a lot going on, as I'm about to say. And in addition to that stuff, I have a workshop that I'm running tomorrow all day, which means like the day's gone. I'm going to a high school to talk to them about like homeschool communication kind of stuff.
Oh, cool.
And it's an hour away. So it's like 2 hours of driving by itself plus the length of the workshop. And I have to do some homework. I have to actually grade homework for this workshop, because in order for it to total enough hours for the staff to get the professional development points they need, we had to build in some homework assignments. So I actually have to do a bunch of grading like tonight. And then on Saturday, I'm selling comic books. So that's cool. But it means I had to revamp my entire collection and like consolidate it down to 10 boxes and sort through it and price things and stuff I should have been doing this whole time and haven't. I got new dividers and a label maker and stuff. So it would look more professional and fancy.
Right. But see, that's another trick. The things that we need to do that we don't want to do, because let's be honest, they're boring, right?
Yeah,
and our brains do not enjoy, and they are not dopamine producing. They happen when there's a reason for them to happen, right? Part of why I love to entertain, as much as it stresses me out, is that's when I clean my house. Right? Now, granted, I also shove things behind doors that close,
That's
which
fair.
isn't necessarily helpful. But I at least get the main living areas cleaned up, right? The Christmas decorations got cleaned up when we had a birthday party in March.
Oh, you know what I did? So I redid the office too. That's another thing I've been doing. I
Looks great, by the
literally,
way.
thank you. I literally have a corner just for Doom boxes.
That is both awesome and terrifying
Yeah,
all at the same time.
I'm showing you right there. You see that corner over there that
Yes.
behind the bookshelf? Those are all Doom boxes.
Yes.
Well, I was bringing all that, my sort of busy stuff up, right?
Yeah.
Because sort of in camaraderie, right? In the
Yeah.
last week and a half, I have lost my glasses, I thought permanently, three times. So it's one thing for me to misplace them and be like, oh, where are my
Right.
glasses? And then you find
Right.
them, right?
Right.
I lost them for long enough and significantly enough that I gave up and was like, I'm gonna have to make an eye doctor appointment tomorrow morning and go get new glasses. I'm glad I have a backup pair. Da 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 da. And then every time my wife found them, because she's amazing.
Yes.
But I just was like, nope, they're gone. And it's because I'm
Yes.
doing so many different things. And also the most significant one is the comics, because it's putting me in a different place than I ordinarily would be. And it means that I have to, like, the glasses I usually wear, I can't read and wear them at the same time. Like, they're for
Yes.
distance. So I
Yes.
take them off to look at stuff and then they go poof.
And they go poof. Yes. I okay, so glasses stories. One of my kids has glasses. I'm blind as a bat. I wear contacts. For the longest time, when he first got his glasses, because they're for distance as well, they would tell him to take them off when he was reading. And I was like, you just told my ADHD elementary school age child to take his glasses off. Do you know what that means? But this is what the other story, the story that came to mind though, when you really mentioned it. So last night, so I pick him up and his the screw's fallen out of one of the arms. So he's got like, they're precariously perched upon his face. And he's like, hey, mom, can you fix these? And I was like, oh, yeah, I've got the little screwdriver. I'm sure I've got some extra screws. Well, I didn't have extra screws. I didn't have time to go find extra screws. I'm like, I can't send this kid to school with glasses that don't function because now his vision's bad enough and he needs to wear them all the time. And I was so proud of myself because I was like, you know what? I will sacrifice my glasses because I wear contacts during the day. I will sacrifice my glasses for my child. And I was so proud of myself that I came up with the solution to the problem. And I did it. And I fixed his glasses and I handed them to him. And I was like, guess how I did that? And he fairly quickly said, you used the screw from your glasses. And I said, yeah. And he goes, you know, you could have used the screw from one of my pairs of glasses that don't work anymore. And I'm like, touche.
Yeah, good
Touche,
point,
young
kid.
man. I'm like, I'm so proud right now. I'm a little embarrassed, but I'm incredibly proud right now. So yeah, I get to go fix my glasses later.
I was proud of myself yesterday because I owned my stuff, because like my family was watching Great North, like it's a cartoon show.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And I would watch it with them, and I was like, I can't see. Like, I can't. I'm just going to go try to find my glasses, and I'm walking around. And Gavin, I could feel, was getting a little like anxious about my
Yeah.
not knowing where my glasses are. So I said out loud, I was like, look, I'm not upset or anything. I'm just really disappointed in myself. Like, and it's just disappointment
Yeah.
because this kind of thing has happened. This is the third time, right? Like, it's
Yeah.
building up. That's all. It's not a big deal. I'm just disappointed in myself. And after they were done watching the show, Amy comes down to the office. I'm like, they've got to be in my office, but I don't know. I don't see them. I've looked around. And so she's looking around. She looks under the table, like gets down on her hands and knees and looks under the table and is like, those glasses right there on the floor. And I'm like, yup, apparently. And I pick them up.
So, yeah. So this is our joke in our house is my name is She Who Finds Things.
There you go.
My son always calls me to find his glasses. My husband, like, and most of the time, whatever it is, it's somewhere near them. They just didn't look under or in or what. I don't know what it is. I can find everybody else's stuff. I cannot find my own.
I know the brain
What is
reason.
that?
I can
What
tell you.
do
I
you?
actually know the answer. So
Please.
there's this part of the brain called the reticular activating system
Oh, yeah.
that's responsible for noticing
Sure,
stuff, right?
sure.
If we get to the point where we've looked everywhere and it's like not happening, right? And we
Right.
start going, I don't know, I can't find it. Reticular activating system is like, dope. You won't then. I don't want to make you a liar. So cool. And it'll miss stuff that we should be seeing. It's the same thing that happens when you like, you're like, go get the tomato sauce out of the fridge, right? And your husband's like, we don't have tomato sauce. And then you're like, we do, go get it. And he goes to the fridge, opens it up, can't find the tomato sauce. He's convinced it himself, and his brain just doesn't catch it.
But why does this happen to the Y chromosomes in my house
It happens to women
specifically?
too. It happens to women too. Because all of them are Y chromosomes in your house. And
Well,
you
okay,
don't
that's fair.
realize it when it's happening to you.
That's fair and valid,
That
I
feels like
suppose.
confirmation bias.
That's yeah, it's kind of the definition of confirmation bias, isn't it? Oops, my bad. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it's kind of it's funny too, because it's, yes, reticular activating system, but I feel like it is something that happens. It feels like, at least I don't have research to back this up, but it feels like it's something that happens more often to those of us with ADHD, or maybe we're just acutely aware of it, right? Because I actually did a video on this, and I've seen other people do videos on this same thing where it's like we can't find the thing that's right in front of us, or our keys, or our phone, or whatever it is we're looking for. But if you ask us for a paperclip, we can tell you exactly where it is in the back of a drawer when we haven't done anything with it in 3 years. Right? Like, don't move my piles, man.
And some of that is like visual memory, right? Like we have really
Right.
strong visual memories, so we
Right.
can see it in our heads.
Right.
And some of it is I was doing the math last night because of course I was like, I lost my glasses. Why did I lose my glasses? And I like composed a tweet in my head that
Let
I
me
never wrote, right?
analyze.
Or and I was like, so this is impulsivity plus working memory
True statement.
plus an increased level of like activity, busyness variables, right? I'm just doing more things.
Sure.
And then potentially emotional regulation. I am doing something different. In this case, it was comics and then interview and then client and then back to comics and then build a workshop and all this stuff, right?
Yeah,
At some
yeah.
point, I took those glasses off and apparently put them on this table because they were right underneath it. And then comes working memory, right? Like I impulsively took off these glasses.
Yeah.
Later on, because I can see well enough, right? I
Right.
like to say I can see at fight distance. I can basically see a room pretty well, and I can
Yeah.
get plenty of fine stuff up close. But TV driving, like then it doesn't work anymore. And so it didn't matter that I couldn't find my glasses because I walk around without them all the time. Then I had to go to CVS, and all of a sudden I need glasses, and now I know they're missing, right? But that was hours after I took them off. I'm walking around trying to figure out where they could be because it's been hours. I don't know what the heck is going on, right? And I'm doing this math and I'm like, okay, probably I was doing comic stuff, impulsively took them off, put them down on the table that I'm working on the comics in because that's the weird place that I've been. I
Yeah.
cleaned the whole table, nothing. I was like, they've got to be like underneath a comic book bag and board and paper and stuff. Nope. Because it happened in this office on this table. They were even like folded up all nice. Like I clearly put them down intentionally, but it's still working memory, right? I just didn't remember
Right.
that because so many other things are happening. And
Right.
I'm sure you're in the same boat where you with the
Oh,
move and the
yeah.
changeover.
Oh yeah, and I think sometimes too, like there's absolutely the working memory stuff, the impulsivity, but I think sometimes even the hyper focus comes into play, right? Because if you're completely hyper focused on what you're doing and what you're laser focused on this, then you're not even necessarily, and you're kind of impulsively without really conscious thought putting something down or setting something down and leave it because you're focused on this other thing, then that hyper focus actually blocks out other things. And again, this is something that is, I mean, our Brendan knows this. My whole house is just, it is the house the ADHD built. I mean, it's crazy. And it's like the random things I find random places. We joke, one of our biggest jokes in our house is that we want to air tag literally everything. And actually, oh, you'll love this one. So a few years ago, because we all have a very good sense of humor about our ADHD. I don't remember who gave it to my husband, but somebody gave me not AirTags, but one of the other brands of, you know, these tags. No joke. No joke. We lost them before we could activate them. We were
That's
actually so
awesome.
proud. We were like, yes,
That's like next level.
ADHD. Woo! Like superior level up. Yes. So then flash forward, and I think it was like a year later, like literally shortly before Christmas, we managed to find them. Like in some pile or drawer or bag or whatever, right? And so the very first thing we did was open them and activate them. So if we lost them again, even though we didn't know what we were going to put them on yet, so that even if we lost them again, we would be able to find them until we put them on things. We joke about tagging each other, tagging our shoes, tagging the remote control. That one's not so much a joke. I really do want to do that at some point.
That's a good idea.
There's a lot of things that I wish I could tag that it's just not practical, but it would be lovely.
Yeah, no, I get that. Even like there's times that I wish I could tag my phone. Because I'm like, I would love to just, I had tiles that like,
yeah. Oh, that's what it stuff. Was. It was the tiles. Okay. It was the tiles. That's what that was.
They can like chirp.
Yes. Right.
So you don't have to like do complicated searching. You can just push a button and it chirps. And I would like, apparently I need to tag my glasses. My wife actually, when she found them, she goes, you have to put magnets on them. And I don't know where she was going with that. And she probably was thinking like I could click it to like a metal pole or whatever, right? Yeah. Like a lamp or something.
Yeah.
I don't know where she was going because I cut her off immediately and was like, yeah, I need to put glasses on them and a metal plate in my head. Like, because then I could just stick them on my head and I won't lose them.
Oh my goodness. Because see, then we could magnetize like notes to our head too. Yep. Oh, because we're of the same generation.
Mm-hmm.
Before all of these lovely devices where we could set ourselves notes and, you know, alarms and alerts, I always had writing on the palm of my hand, the back of my hand, down my arm.
My mom did that. And Amy does it too sometimes. But my mom did that all the time.
I did it all the time. And it was actually really funny because I didn't even like, I can't remember what was going on that made me think about this. But it hit me a while ago. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't remember the last time I did that. It was probably before, you know, I had all the technology and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it used to be just a constant. And my mom was convinced that I was going to walk down the aisle with a hair tie on my wrist and ink on my hands. And she literally checked before they opened up the doors for me to walk down the aisle. She picked up both my hands and checked and was like, okay, good, go.
That's awesome.
I was like, yeah, that tracks.
I never got into the habit because when I did write on my hand like a moron, I would write on my palm, which would then get sweaty and it would wipe off. My mom always wrote on the back of her hand, but it never dawned on me to do that. It also could be that like I was a kid and I didn't want people to see the writing on the back of my hand. There might have been some of that going on. But yeah, I just didn't see the point because my hand always wrecked whatever I wrote because it was sweaty and.
Or you're washing your hands like a good boy.
Yes, that's part of it too. That also is a piece of it. Yeah, because it's like, oh no, it's what was I supposed to do that's running down the drain right now? I don't remember.
It's like, oh no.
So we're coming up on time because I have parent groups in 10 minutes. We haven't really worked out a way to end these. Do we want to do ending essentials? Oh. Do we just want to say toodaloo? Like what do you think?
That's a great question. I defer to you, sir, as the longtime podcaster.
That's fair.
I'm cool with doing the ending essentials. I'm cool with doing something. Yeah. I'm cool with whatever.
Maybe we do that. Maybe we come up with like, well, this is going to be a work in progress.
Our outro. We'll
have to figure out the outro. But like, you got to start, right? So we started. We're officially going.
Yes.
I have to say, this feels a little bit like morning drive time radio to me.
Yes.
I don't know if that rings true for you or not, but it feels a little bit like that.
I hope everybody enjoys the conversation as much as we enjoy the conversation, because that was the other thing, guys. Brendan and I, when we were talking about this, is we were like, oh, it's an excuse for us to have to get together once a month and chat. Like, honestly, there's a lot of selfish motivation here for just giving us an excuse to hang out with each other.
Yep. True story. So let's see, kind of play with the idea of an ending essential and what that could look like. Right. Cause there's certainly some themes here that have been coming up around like accepting, and it, probably this will come up a lot.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I kind of have one.
Yeah, go.
And it comes back to us talking about like part of this was just us wanting to have an excuse to hang out together. And I think it also comes back to like this whole conversation was like us just kind of sharing our experiences. And then your stories would make me think of a story and my story would make you think of a story, which is a very, very human thing to do. But it's also a very ADHD way of connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I think the ending essential is how essential it is and how awesome it is to have friends who understand your lived experience, who can play off of you like this, who get your ADHD, who can jive with you on it, who can laugh with you on some of the stuff that is sometimes funny and sometimes not as funny, depending on the day, And just the value of that friendship is the ending essential for me?
Yeah. Yay. No, that's perfect. I'll take it. And
Go
we'll end
team.
there. Hey, you're still here. Nice. Thanks for staying focused all the way through. If you have any thoughts or questions about today's episode, feel free to email me at brendan@adhdessentials.com. And don't forget to check out the website, adhdessentials.com, and visit our Facebook community. I'm looking forward to talking to you again next week. In the meantime, keep focusing on improvement over perfection. 10% better is all you need.